An organization tracking poverty has given BC failing grades in several areas, but also a B when it comes to putting forward positive policies. Food Banks Canada's Poverty Report Card mixes surveys, statistics and policy analysis to mark provinces on their poverty reduction progress each year. This year, the group handed BC an overall grade of D+, the same rating it received in 2023. But BC's grade worsened in several sub-areas, while also improving in others. The report notes that the provincial poverty rate of 11.6% is substantially higher than the national average of 9.9%, with several groups such as women living alone with children and seniors living alone above the national poverty rate for those groups. Those figures earned BC a failing grade, the same as last year. BC also received a failing grade from government support recipients. 6 out of 10 social assistance rates are not high enough to keep up with the cost of living, and 45% of all British Columbians said they felt worse off financially this year than last year. That figure actually gives BC a D, up from a D- last year. One central cause of poverty in BC is the cost of housing. Not only does it have most expensive housing market in Canada, but the average cost of housing is also rising faster in BC, 6.4%, than across the country, 6%. Rents also increased at a faster rate, 8.6%, than elsewhere in Canada, 7.7%. According to the report, almost 47% of respondents paid more than 30% of their income on housing, which earned BC a failing grade, the same as last year. Despite being one of Canada's wealthiest provinces, BC struggles with significant income inequality and housing affordability issues, particularly in urban centers like Vancouver, the report reads. One source of this income inequality is the availability of childcare. Access to affordable, high-quality childcare is an important barrier that prevents many families from being able to participate in the labor market, the report reads. While BC families have been paying less since the province pioneered $10 a day childcare, other provinces have seen larger drops. Accordingly, more British Columbians are cutting back their working hours to care for their children. Related: child poverty spikes dramatically in BC single mom families. Stats can. With various costs soaring high, almost 22% of surveyed British Columbians are experiencing various levels of food insecurity. That figure earned BC a failing grade, down from a B-. According to Food Banks Canada, BC's 127 food banks received just under 196,000 visits in 2023, an increase of 20% from 2022. Compared to 2019, visits rose by 57.1%. Still, the report praises government efforts on address some poverty issues, especially in the area of housing. BC has developed an ambitious and aggressive housing plan that is widely regarded as among the best in Canada, the report reads. Consistent with a key recommendation we made last year, the provincial government has put forward a number of incentives to assist with the development of more purpose-built market rental housing, including access to low-cost loans using government-backed borrowing. This program, known as BC Builds, will help many British Columbians who are already struggling in the private market, it adds. In addition, BC has made sweeping changes to zoning laws to legalize greater density and enable housing developers to construct more housing without going through lengthy approval processes. The report includes several policy recommendations, including measures to raise assistance rates and build even more housing, while also criticizing parts of government's pre-election budget. Despite the current affordability crisis, the 2024 provincial budget made no new commitments to target poverty reduction, the report reads. However, it is spending $1 billion on a one-time tax credit that will help families save an average of $100 on their electricity bills. This is a very large expenditure, spread very thinly, that will mostly help middle and upper income households heading into the election period. Critics have also labeled the government's recent ICBC rebate as a pre-election goodie. Notably, though, the provincial budget did also announce a temporary, one-year bonus for the BC family benefit, which will provide more than $400 in additional support, the report reads. This will bring the combined maximum benefit to nearly $2,200 for the first child.